Energy efficiency and conservation improvements will be made at 700 state-owned facilities, including more than 4,000 buildings. The initiative, called the Accelerated Energy Program, aims to complete all of the work within the next 700 days, according to the Massachusetts Secretary of Energy and Environmental Affairs, Rick Sullivan.
We need to act. It doesn't just happen. It doesn't happen by accident. There needs to be a plan, and there needs to be a plan for action. And this is an aggressive plan.
The goal of the program is to slash the state's energy bill by between 20 and 25%. State agencies and campuses spend over $250 million on energy annually. The projects involve energy retrofits, such as new heating and cooling systems, weatherization, and energy-efficient lighting. There'll be some solar energy installations. The total cost for all the work is more than $400 million, which Sullivan said will be paid for over time using the estimated annual energy savings of $43 million.
Wall Street has been supportive. The financing community has been supportive. Because of where they have brought us and the governor has brought us in our financial footing, we are allowed to be able to do this and make this investment.
Sullivan said the program will help advance the state toward the energy and greenhouse gas reduction goals and renewable energy goals established by Governor Deval Patrick in a 2007 executive order. The program will also create an estimated 4,000 jobs in the clean energy field, a sector of the state's economy where employment has grown 20% in the last 2 years.
These are local jobs across the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and across the economic spectrum. These are not just engineering and design jobs, but they're installation jobs, they're maintenance jobs, they're marketing jobs, so they run it and cut across all of Massachusetts and the economies of Massachusetts.
The projects target everything from courthouses to college campuses in every corner of the state. Most are older buildings that have not seen improvements in decades, according to Massachusetts Energy Commissioner Mark Sylvia.
We have a really good program in place. We've identified where the most effective use of our investments will be and generating the highest amount of savings for the investments that are made.
The program was announced Tuesday at Springfield Technical Community College, where a heating and cooling system, described as antiquated, will be replaced to result in an annual savings of $447,000. State Senator Gail Condaris said there are a lot of state facilities in western Massachusetts that need these types of improvements.
So I think it's going to be a benefit to us in terms of proportionality. Obviously, the majority of the state buildings are in the east, but we do have a lot of public colleges and buildings out here. State agencies are located out here, and I think it's going to help us a lot to have these jobs.
The Accelerated Energy Program builds on an earlier initiative that used $10 million in federal stimulus money to do energy improvements at state buildings. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.